This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh yeah, we're in the Boom Blaster Sound Studio today, folks, celebrating the sounds and the music of cars, trucks. Why not? We all enjoy our automobiles more than we ever have. And I think the reason is because of the price per month that we're paying for them. Supply and demand. Back when the days of COVID, before COVID, there was a normal 17.1 million automobiles being sold per year. COVID hits, and of course, that number went drastically down. No demand. Then the supply went up. Fields and fields and fields of metal. Trucks, cars, everywhere. We got past COVID, and now the demand is back. The supply is gone, and now we have the three letters UAW strike. Let's not go there. We're celebrating today from the Boom Blaster Sound Studio right down the hall from the Greasy Garage Studio. I love the smell. Electronic speakers instead of the greasy guns. Greasy, slimy, greasy guns. We don't even hardly use those things anymore in your car. A few of you still do have grease zerks. I spent many, many years putting that grease gun end on that zerk that broke off. And then I spent many, many minutes and hours and trying to get the grease zerk that's broke off inside that, on the very bottom of that ball joint. Been there, done that. Not fun. How many, as I owned Quick Lubes in my life, repair shop and also detail shops. Folks, how many of those came into the Quick Lube? And my gentleman, my help, my good people, say to me, Mark, we've got a grease zerk broke off in the lower ball joint over there. Look at that. How do we get grease in there? You have to tap and die that out of there. So it took an extra little bit of time. Well, a lot of Quick Lubes just don't do that. They send you on down the road, and you don't even know that your lower ball joint never did get grease. Then you come to the Greasy Garage, Mark Evans, and you say, hey, how come I have a clunk, 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 clunk on the right side? Or why is my car going to the right? Because your ball joint was never greased back in the day. It has zero grease in it and wore out, metal to metal. You folks that had the shoulder surgeries, you know what that's like. Knee surgery, no more cartilage in there, bone to bone. I've always wondered why we can't put grease zerks in my knees and my ankles and my elbows, but it just, no, okay, I'm dreaming. Today on Auto World, appreciate you taking your time out in your life to sit back, relax with me here on Auto World for 3 hours every week, folks, Saturday and Sundays, and sometimes you, all of you, we have some delayed stations out there Monday through Friday, and I do appreciate you being there and listening to me on your lunch hour, whatever town you're listening to me in. And remember one thing, 855-660-4261 has been the number here at Auto World since 1992. If you call it and you do not get an answer, that means that you are on a delayed station at a different day and a time. I just want to make sure that you can still get a hold of me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, Auto World Radio. And, of course, Facebook, absolutely. Facebook messaged me there. Address is my name, Mark Evans. We have Auto World Radio, too, and then Instagram, some of you Instagram. That is Auto World Media, just like the website, autoworldmedia.com. So, with that, let's get going. We've got a lot to get to here on this hour. And that is, first off, you're the star of the show. I want to hear from you. Send me an email. And I'm in charge of that, as always. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's got the email bag on his lap to the left of me. Alex is Axelrod. Alex is in the GCN 2800. He's sitting behind the 2800 mixer machine right there in the GCN studio. So he's ready to take your call at 855-660-4261. Now, coming up here on Auto World, well, let's just get right to it. Well, coming up, we're going to get into the email bag. Well, right now, folks, I asked you on Facebook, what's your favorite, Matchbox or Hot Wheels? And do you have a favorite Hot Wheels that you enjoy? And do you have a favorite Matchbox car that you enjoy? Here on the last hour, we talked to give you a little history about the Hot Wheels. Now it's time to give you a little history on the Matchbox car. Little bitty cars that are still 99 cents. Wow, how do they do it? My whole life, they've always been 99 cents. Like it's so hard to walk past that 55-gallon barrel of all those different Hot Wheels. I'm going to walk in, I think, to the store tomorrow. I'm just going to ask the manager, what would you take for the whole entire barrel? Okay, let's do it. First Matchbox car. What was the first Matchbox car? Well, it was in 1953. The first Matchbox cars were made. Introduced in 1953 were the MB1 diesel road roller, the MB2 dumper, and the MB3 cement mixer. Folks, each year new models were added, of course, with some being replaced, until there were 75 in the range. Thus, the range was kept to 75 models at any one time and was known as the 1 through 75 range. Now, coming up on the next segment, I'm going to give you what is the rarest Matchbox out there. So, don't leave right now to see if you have it, but you need to tune in next segment because I'm going to tell you what is the rarest Matchbox of all and the price that you could fetch if you have it. I'm going to be getting all of you probably digging in your toy chest now, right? That's okay. That's okay. Get the toy chest out and start digging. Yeah. It's kind of like the Pokemon cards, huh? Yeah. Woo! They're going up in value. How about those baseball cards, huh? Anyway, here, this is Auto World, so we're talking about Matchboxes and Hot Wheels that you might own. Yeah. Well, for you folks listening there in Florida, and, of course, we are coast-to-coast for all of you listening everywhere, coast-to-coast, I do appreciate that, listening to me on an app. Well, a little special thing happened in Florida here not too long ago. You folks listening on WWPR, AM 1490 down in Florida, Sarasota, and Tampa, there. And we also have WOCA, AM 1370, you folks there in Ocala, Silvery Springs, and et cetera, in Florida. Why am I pointing out to Florida? Well, because a Florida woman was surprised because the police pulled her over. Now, I know some of you have been pulled over before by the police, but this one's just a little bit more special. See, this Florida woman, she got in some hot water, folks. Why and how come? Well, she owns a Dodge Charger. Her Dodge Charger looked like a Florida Highway Patrol vehicle because she put a wrap on it to make it look like their car. When the Florida Highway Patrol pulled her over, she tried to justify the wrap on her car because she said she fell in love with the color scheme. She wrapped her Dodge four-door Charger just like the Florida police cars. Yeah. Well, the FHP, Florida Highway Patrol troopers, took notice of this car, folks. Detected something was off a little bit. After they pulled her over, quickly, of course, in pursuit of this Dodge Charger, the colors were identical to that of the real FHP vehicle they were driving. But it had the words on the side, FSO Guard, a false badge graphic that made it, well, a particular case to pull over. Yeah, well, and they spoke with a 28-year-old woman driving the car. She said that she purchased the car this way. It was also revealed that she is the owner of a security company, which explains the blue and white light bar located on the top of the Dodge Charger. Unfortunately for her, though, folks, the non-police vehicles are not allowed to bear the same color scheme as real emergency vehicles in the state of Florida. Well, guess what they did? This is what happened next. Yes, her vehicle was confiscated. Yep. Was towed off to the impound yard by the police. She faces a list of charges for intentionally disguising her four-door Dodge Charger to imitate a real Florida Highway Patrol vehicle. Watch out, folks, what you might paint or wrap your car with, what colors. I don't know the rest of this. Well, the rest of the stories, they're probably going to buy the thing and use it. Change the letters. I'm Mark Evans. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This model, they drop one word off the model.
What?
Yes.
Who's going to tell you when?
It's too
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
She came from Planet Fire. I'm a chicken.
car songs, folks. Thanks for being with me today here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Hey, next week, a little reminder, next week we're going to have My Dad Had That Car.
He did?
Yes. So we're going to have that segment, My Dad Had That Car. Share with me what car your dad had. What car did your mom have? What car did your grandma have? How to share it is just go and send it to me through email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Also, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Got a little trivia for you right now here on Auto World. What is the longest-lasting car model in production today? What is the longest-lasting car model in production today? It is the Chevrolet Suburban. Oh, God, like assembly line. Been around a while. Long while. Providing, well, families, I had two or three dozen of those. No, I went through two or three. I think it was three or four anyway. But yes, the Chevy Suburban was the longest lasting car model in production. As I promised, Matchbox, folks. Yes, do you have a couple Matchboxes in your toy chest that you're now pulling out because we were talking about Hot Wheels and Matchboxes today here on Auto World? Well, what is the rarest Matchbox? It's one of the rarest Matchbox cars ever, and it is, in fact, the Opel Diplomat. The Opel Diplomat. Painted in an unusual, beautiful turquoise, also referred as sea green. It was introduced in 1967 as part of the Car Transporter gift set. G2E. This highly rare Matchbox commands prices of approximately, sit down, all of you sit down, snug that seat belt up just a little bit tighter. The Opel Diplomat that is painted turquoise, or known as sea green, was introduced in 1967. It sold, one of them sold, back in 2021 for $9,000. Don't leave. I want you to still keep listening. You can look for that sea green Opel Diplomat in your collection after the show. Thank you. Absolutely. Now, again, there's a lot of Matchboxes out there, a lot of Hot Wheels, of course, and in the 1970s, Hot Wheels worth anything? I mean, 1970s, come on, really. They are. Now, here's a little tip for you, Auto World tip on the Hot Wheels thing. The Hot Wheels that were made from 1968 to 1977 that feature the red lines or red stripes across the tires, I've got a few of those, yes! Well, they stopped using, you know, Specta flame paint and marked the tires with red lines after 1977. Now, those collectible Hot Wheels are pretty valuable, too. Today's prices are right around about $200 each. Ka-ching! So look for the red-striped wheels, tires, excuse me. And you'll find yourself you'll probably find yourself some money in the bank account. Yes. Okay, now, as promised, folks, I got a couple pictures there up on the Facebook page. And Hyper, what? Oh, yeah. Well, Nissan is giving you something. They're going to unveil their brand new Nissan Hyper Tour concept. It's a future of the premium mobility that they're offering. Yes, it's called the Nissan Hyper Tourer. T-O-U-R-E-R, Tourer. I got to keep giving you the ers in there. It's going to be an all-electric minivan, which focuses reinforcing the bond between people, you and me, as the journey together in electric cars. It basically, I'm going to, for you folks that can't get over to Facebook, I have a picture of it there, very unique dash on the inside. It is 100% going to be 100% electric. Now, this is going to be over there at the Tokyo show also. It's basically kind of looks like the Nissan van in a different way, more of a little bit of a chisel look, called the Hyper Tour, the Nissan Hyper Tour. It is the V2X, vehicle to everything, as they're calling it. It's very high capacity. Battery also allows electricity to be supplied to homes, stores, and offices. Hey, that kind of sounds familiar, like the Ford Lightning truck. That's right. They're, you know, like I've always pointed out here on Auto World, once a car manufacturer does something that's different than anyone else, the other manufacturers raise the bar. Well, they raise the bar on top of that bar, and then the mother manufacturer raises the next bar up. Quite a high jump going on. Now, this Hyper Tourer van, I'm going to call it, Nissan, the technology, the vision that they have, high energy density, all solid-state batteries to create, well, car packaging, folks, that lasts forever. It's called the E-Force. Now, the doors on this van, remember the Dodge Caravan? You know, you might own one. You might still have one. Yeah, so the Chrysler Pacifica, the side doors that open up and slide back, no more. They've got two sliding doors on each side that slide forward and back on both sides. So if you want to, you're going to be sitting in the back, you're going to be looking at each other and being able to sit back and relax and talk. There's a coffee table in between all of you. And again, you can see if you have all four doors open, you'll be able to see right on through. And absolutely see the city in the background if you do have it pointed that way. So, in my opinion, it's fully autonomous driving. It enables all of you in the driver's seat to focus on basically talking to your companions, your travel companions that you have. Yeah, no more driving it. Will this come to be? It's a concept. If you want to see more of it, you can go to the Nissan YouTube channel, folks, and see it. Absolutely. It's the Nissan Hyper Tourer van. Now, one thing I like about it, I've always made comments about I like things clean as a mechanic. I really do. I like to wear the gloves, like to keep clean hands, etc., as my customers and clientele and friends and relatives know. You too. Now, you know that now. But, hey, wouldn't it be nice? Why would we want to buy an automobile vacuum cleaner to suck up the dirt that we bring in with our feet? This car, this Nissan Hyper Tourer, might run WeatherTech out of business. Why am I saying that? Because WeatherTech builds and laser beams and cuts the floor mats front and back, and they advertise that and all. I'm not dogging them. They're great mats. I have some myself. But this brand new Nissan Hyper Tourer van, open the doors on the left and the right side and get your leaf blower out and just blow the dirt out of it. Flat floor, just blow the dirt out, man. Woo, that's how to do it. Okay, I'll recommend a blower when we come back. It's green. All right, they dropped one word out of their model name. Is it good? We'll find out when we come back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. The situation in Washington continues to unfold as Congress is still without a leader. The Speaker of the House position is still wide open. At least 7 Republicans are expected to run for Speaker when the House reconvenes this week. That list includes Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota. Some of those candidates are already reportedly working the phones to get that support they need to get that top job. But Congress is definitely on the clock now as the deadline for government shutdown is less than a month away. It's being labeled funflation. Families spending all the money they saved up during COVID shutdowns to have fun now.
Families tapped into pandemic savings for live events and parks, sparking funflation. Americans were projected to spend about $95 billion this year on spectator amusements like movies, live shows, sporting events, and amusement parks. That's a 2% increase from last year and a 12.5% surge from 2019. I'm John Schaefer.
Skip Kelly, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you're doing is a yakety yak. And you ain't looking. Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
Honking the ooga horn. It's time. Oh, yeah, it's time. Eddie, the engineer emailer, is in the house. He says it's time to get in that email bag. Let's go for it. See if I... Oh, here's one. Oh, there's one. Okay. Email bag. Yes, I love it. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer. He's got his engine going, rocking all the time. Folks, send me your emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And that way, you know what? I can help you. 47-plus years getting in there even farther now every second as I talk. Master, certified master technician, ASC certified folks, many divisions on your car I am certified in to help you, of course. And, of course, been 47 plus years actually in the automotive arena, the garage, of course, and to help you. And it's good to be behind the silver microphone every week to make sure that I can iron out your tires and get all the weather checked wrinkles out of those tires for you. Yeah. Okay. Now, let's do the email. I've got one here, and it looks like... Now, if you do not want me to read it live on the air like this one says, but I will still help you. So, just type on there like this one here. It says, do not read on the air, but please need help. So, let's go back into the email bag and get one. Whoa, there's the third one. Oh, yep, wait a minute. Now I'm hitting the microphone. Okay, silver microphone, we got one. And let's see here. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is my email address right now and throughout your life through the week. Stay in touch. Let me know how your Auto World's doing. We can read this one. Let's get to it here. Danny. Yeah, Danny. Awesome. Hey, Mark, listening to you here in Boise, Idaho on KBOI 93.1. Enjoy your show, my friend. Well, thank you. There's our shout-out horn. Thank you. Awesome. Danny, appreciate it. Let's do a shout-out for our great Auto World affiliate right where I'm sitting in Boise, Idaho, and that is News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1. Good to have all you folks along in Nampa Caldwell and Star and Eagle and Meridian and Ontario, Oregon and Baker, Oregon and Boise, Idaho, and oh, my goodness, everyone. Hi. Good to have you along. Appreciate it. Thanks, Danny. And well, she says here, enjoy my friend. She enjoys the show, my friend. Okay, thank you. My engine light is on, and now that the emissions testing is no longer in Boise, do I need to worry about the light? Thank you for your help, Danny. Well, Danny, thank you for this question. This is why I like to go in the email bag, folks. I know some of you out there also, we are coast-to-coast worldwide because of the Internet. Of course, autoworldmedia.com, a little self-plug for myself. Folks, you might be in an area like we are here in Boise, Idaho, where, in fact, they did have emission testing. And if the engine light was on, Danny's car here, she would not pass the e-test. Because the money light's on, or better known as the E-light. I call it the money light. So, if you're in an area that did have emissions and now you do not have emissions, like we are, Danny's question is awesome because, again, do we even care if the light's on or not? Because, again, the emission test van, would you drive in there, they plug in there, and they'd say, oh, it doesn't pass. You've got a trouble fault code of PO202. All right. And then, Danny, you said what? Well, what's that? They said, well, I don't know. Here's a sheet of the recommended shops to go spend your money on that money light. So, Danny, all of you, including Danny, thank you for emailing this. You do need to worry about your engine light being on. You do. Yes, you don't have to worry about the emission test anymore, but the engine light is actually, truthfully, hooked up to over 300-plus electronic sensors underneath your hood or bonnet for you folks listening over in Australia and across the pond. There's a part bad, Danny. Electronic sensor is not reading correctly. It's sending the wrong signals to the computer. Now you've got too rich of a mixture or too lean of a mixture of gas going down the cylinders. You have a misfire more than likely. You could have a misfire. You could have a coil out, ignition coil out. You could have a spark plug bad. You could have a mass airflow sensor bad, a MAP sensor bad, MAP sensor, mass air positioning sensor, a TPMS, TPS, throttle positioning sensor bad. Danny, we have to get the light fixed and off. So, it costs nothing to drive into, a little bit of a plug here for everybody in the parts business. Danny, you can just drive right in. This is for every one of you listening coast to coast. Drive right into AutoZone for free. You can drive into O'Reilly's for free. You can drive into Advanced Auto Parts for free. Pep Boys, hello. They scan your vehicle for free to find out why the light's on. They will tell you what that code means because they're hoping to sell you the part. That's where they make the money. So, we need to make sure the light is off, Danny, and let's get it fixed and just make it happen. I mean, just get her done. It costs nothing to go get an engine scan done at the parts store. And let me know. Let's do a follow-up. I'm right here in Boise, Idaho, too. You can email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Let's do a follow-up, and let's get you fixed. Love to know what you're driving. And do not take a sledgehammer to turn the light off. That doesn't work. You're still going to have the electronic sensor bad underneath the hood. Even a little simple thing of a gas cap code. Gas cap, Danny. You could have a bad gas cap not venting correctly. And, ooh, what's that smell of gas I smell? Gas cap problem. This could be that simple. Let's get it fixed. Thanks, Danny. Also, I got a little gift bag for you here. So, here in Auto World, we're sitting here. I am sitting in the Boom Blaster Sound Studio. So, I've got a CD for you with some car songs on it for you, Danny. I'll send that over to you. Send me back an address. And I like to do a personal visit and drop off the gift bag if you're right here in Boise, too, if you'd like. So, let me know. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That's how you do it, folks. Thanks, Danny. Love emails like that to help everybody. That's why I go into the email bag every week. So, we do have a lot of emails to get to this week. I do, and I will get to them, folks, and get you all fixed. And thanks. I ask you to deliver, and that's what it's all about, is you know, helping you. And I always want to. We've got the new segment section. We're going to be putting you, the listeners, cars, vehicles, and now we're adding Hot Wheels and Matchboxes up there that you like and have and share with a photo, your collection. We'll get it up there on our website, autoworldmedia.com. Now, here, this last week, it's been in the media a little bit. You might have, you know, might have crossed your path a little bit. A shadow of a front end of a vehicle. And they teased all of us, stating that, it's coming soon. Well, you know, I'm leaking some more words here, folks. Leaking. That's right. I got a leaky mouth today here on Auto World. Okay, I'm going to get in trouble. Behind the silver microphone, that little picture of the front end, guess what? Well, the 2025 Toyota Camry is coming your way. Getting a makeover, complete makeover. The Toyota Camry. The timing's right for an updated version of the Toyota's family sedan, isn't it? The Toyota Camry's been around forever. Well, the new one, the mightier hybrid powertrain's coming your way in the 2025 Toyota Camry. No, I do not have pictures. Sorry that I can't leak the photos. Sorry, but I can leak the words. I'm not supposed to, but I am. The 2025 Toyota Camry appears to be getting a makeover for folks based upon the mysterious teaser image that we've all seen. Yes, oh yes, they leaked it. It's a sedan. It's similar, though, I'll tell you right now, to the Toyota Prius design. And, you know, the Toyota Prius has been around forever. Yeah. Now, the current generation Toyota Camry debuted in 2018. So the timing's right. It's been a few years. They're doing a new one. But it's a mightier hybrid powertrain. The next gen Toyota Camry, the 2025. Now I'm in trouble, but you do know it's coming now. That's what it's all about, right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. I'm glad you're here. I'll be right back, and so will you. Thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm glad you got into my car today here, folks, on Auto World. Riding shotgun with me, that's what it's all about. Appreciate it. Fasten your seatbelts. Of course, I know you have the tray table put up, and we are having a lot of fun. That's what it's about. Well, it's time today here on Auto World for the garage door goes down. And the winner is... Well, that's right. I'm sorry. I wanted to remind you, I should have, earlier, to get a pen and paper and pencil out. Well, this is one of those weekends. You should have had one. Well, why? Because I have for you, right now, on Auto World, Cars.com did a challenge. And the challenge was for the 2023 Affordable SUV Challenge, is what they call it. Yes. And they have a winner. We have a winner for you today. The 2023 Affordable SUV Challenge. Now, what's this all about? Well, what's the best affordable SUV on the market? Maybe you think yours is. Yeah. You know, been shopping for a new SUV lately, are you? Yeah. You might be sticker shocked, like all of us. Don't worry. Just relax. Now, you own one already, right? An SUV? Well, Cars.com, they did the survey for us. They found out a bunch of goodies for you here today on Auto World. Thank you, Cars.com. The average price of a new SUV that's been listed on Cars.com, which a lot of you dealers that are listening, we know that you are putting your cars and your SUVs on Cars.com. The average price on Cars.com of an SUV listed is at $48,818, and this was in September of 2023. Not too far back, so this is current. That's a lot of coin, my friends. A lot of coin. A couple wheelbarrows full. Yeah. Now, that's 4.5% higher than the same time last year. Remember, I was talking about supply, and then I talked about demand. Yes, the demand is up. Prices are, with prices so high, the daily essentials like food, of course, and our housing, everything's going up. So we need to know, when we decide to purchase a new car or a used car, if you're interested in a brand new SUV, you really need to know, basically, you know, what is and who is the best. Because we are literally spending the money for an SUV that costs as much as my first house, your first house, her second house. Her, you know what I'm talking about. It's a lot of money. So, a lot of judges at Cars.com, from Road Test Editor, news editor. Cars.com folks, it's been around forever. They grabbed all of them, gave them a big hug, got them together to see, of course, what they should vote to be the best affordable SUV for you. Now, they did do a 200-mile drive route to measure the real-world gas mileage, course, time, the acceleration, the acceleration of the vehicle, the sportiness of the vehicle, the room of the vehicle, the braking of the vehicle, the quickest, the slowest, the best cornering of the vehicle. These are all things that you do when you get and own this car, SUV. The four-wheel drive part of it, the two-wheel drive, the four-wheel drive switch, et cetera, et cetera. They try to wear the things out. So, with that said, let's get to it. Four, the winner of the 2023 SUV, affordable SUV challenge before the garage door goes down here on Auto World. Let's start at number six and go up the list. Number six is the 2023 Toyota Corolla Cross Hybrid S. Number five is the 2023 Volkswagen Taos SE. Taos. That's number five. Number four is the 2023 Honda HR-V EXL. Number three, 2024 Chevrolet Trax Active is number three on the list. We're going up to the most affordable 2023 affordable SUVs. The challenge is here. They did it. They challenged all the makes, the models. Number two on the list, winning the number two slot, the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Premium. And the number one slot goes to the 2024 Kia Seltos SX Turbo. Is the number one. Number one on the Cars.com 2023 Affordable SUV Challenge. They did it. Kia's number one. There it is. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it. That's right. The number one slot goes to Kia. So, you folks, that's the Seltos SX Turbo. Now, congratulations. Let's give them a hand. Kia, you did it. You beat Chevrolet. You beat Subaru, Honda, Volkswagen, Toyota. With that stated, all those brands I just said are the top six. That could help you decide on what brand maybe to purchase. No, I do not have the prices for you. I got an email here. You have the prices for those. No, I do not. Sorry. But you can Google. Absolutely. Now, the Kia named winner of the 2023 Affordable SUV Challenge, folks, take a look. I mean, they're not a sponsor. I just want you to go over and get to the Kia dealer, maybe climb into the cockpit, go drive it. I know a lot of you are buying cars on the internet. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. But you got to get in there to see if, is that A-pillar really not in the way that you can still see around the A-pillar? The A-pillar's right there. A, you have a B-pillar too, truthfully. And there's also a C-pillar. But before the garage door goes down, we got a little bit of time left. I want to get to the company who dropped one word out of their model name. And that is the 2024 Chevrolet Trailblazer. They dropped the word trail. Now it's called the 2024 Chevrolet Blazer, like it used to be back in the 70s. Yeah, they've brought it back. It's a 2024 Chevrolet Blazer EV non-SS all-wheel drive models. Guess what the horsepower is going to be? 288 horsepower, folks. Now, they're going to have the 2024 Chevrolet Blazer EV2 LTN, the RS, with dual electric motors. Hang on. It's going to be an all-wheel drive. It'll have 288 horsepower and 333 pound-feet of torque. Now, Chevrolet already dropped the 1LT trim from the 2024 Blazer EV lineup. No more? Yeah. So the all-wheel drive versions, I do have a price for you. The all-wheel drive versions of the 2LT and the RS now start at $56,715. Dollars and go all the way up to $61,790. Of course, pricing from the front drive 2LT has not been announced yet. So they are going to offer you just a front-wheel drive besides an all-wheel drive with two electric motors, front and rear. Pretty good pricing. And, you know, again, 288 horsepower, and it's all electric, of course, so be ready for that. And they dropped the Trail out of there. So I know a lot of you know about the Trail Blazer. No more. It's going to be the 2024 Chevy Blazer EV, period. Now, the very lowest model, the cheapest priced one, will be with no bells and whistles, everything. You're going to get it, period. That's going to be $44,995. No, it's not. It's gone, folks. That's not the cheapest. The cheapest will be, I want to verify, make sure that you understand, that they start at $56,715 and go all the way up to the CC1,790. And it's going to be just called the Blazer. So hopefully the Blazer will be back, meaning like it used to be. I know that the K5 Blazers, oh, you know, the square box ones, they're pulling some huge, huge money on the internet auction site Bring a Trailer. And again, a little reminder on that. Bring a Trailer. If you really want to go to a car show without ever leaving your house, go to BAT, bringatrailer.com, and check it out. All the years and makes and models that are right there on that website. Folks that are for sale, you can bid, of course. But if you're not interested in having a second, third, or fourth, or 40th car in your shop, in your garage, in your barn, just sit back and watch the auction. It was quite fun today to watch Dave Kindig's very first car that he purchased down in Salt Lake, that he made, handcrafted, went up on the auction, and I believe it went all the way to $425,000. It was fun to watch the comments and watch it live on bringatrailer.com. Thanks for joining me this week. Next hour coming up, going back to the email bag. Oh, yeah. And really, can you buy a Chevrolet Crate motor at Walmart? We'll find out, true or false. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe and motor on, everybody. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm Asian white. Yes, I'm bad.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.